Hello world, my name is Brian and I'll be your walkthrough lead in CS50. For each problem, I'll go through what's required, as well as giving you a high-level overview of how you might solve each of the course's problems. And I'll give you some hints along the way. So let's begin with hello. Inside of hello.c right now, we have this code, which is some code inside of a main function that prints out hello world to the screen. How can you actually run this code? Well, if you go to your terminal and run make hello, this will compile your program. Once you've compiled your program, you can run your program by running .hello, at which point you should see the words hello world printed to the screen. Your task in hello is to modify this program to make it more interactive. What we're going to have your program do instead is when you run .hello, the program should prompt by asking, what is your name? The user will then type in their name, like Brian, for example, and the program will say, hello, Brian. So what do you have to do? You'll first want to prompt the user for their name by asking for their name and letting them type it in. And then you'll want to say hello to that user, giving their name in your printf statement. So how might you actually do that? Well, to get input from the user, you can take advantage of the getString function defined in the CS50 library in CS50.h. To use getString, you'll write getString, and getString takes an argument inside of parentheses, which will be the prompt, what's displayed to the user before they have to type in some string, for example. So our prompt in this case can be, what is your name, followed by that backslash and character, which you might recall represents a new line. This line needs to end with a semicolon. And we want to take the result of getString and save it inside of a variable. And we're going to save it inside of a variable called name, whose type is string. So a line like this will prompt the user by saying, what is your name? The user will type in their name. And when they press return, their name will be stored inside of that variable called name. Once the user has typed in their name, the next thing we need to do is actually say hello to that user. How might we do that? Well, we already have code that says hello world that looks something like this. Printf prints out some string to the terminal screen. And the string hello world is what ultimately gets printed. But instead of printing hello world, we instead want to print hello Brian, for example, or hello to whatever user's name was actually typed in. So what we might do here instead is use a placeholder. Here, instead of hello world, we're saying hello %s, where %s is a placeholder for a string, meaning we're going to plug in some string into this point of the string. Now, what string are we going to plug in? We're going to plug in the string name. So we provide the variable name as an additional argument to printf. This whole line now is going to say hello, comma, and then plugging in whatever the value of the string name happens to be. Once you do that, you should be able to test your program by running it. First, compile it by running make hello. Then after it's compiled, run .hello. And then that should prompt you to type in your name. Type in your name, and then your program should say hello to you. My name is Brian, and this was hello.